Good afternoon, everybody. How are you? Kim Fuller here. We just got out of a board meeting to talk over stuff, and so I thought I'd come over here and do this podcast real quick. And so, Robert Fearing, I didn't call you because I just stopped here on my way home, and Mighty Gus took care of me. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me give you a little bit of updates here on the county. In case you haven't heard, the county issued an order on July 1, came out, and said restaurants are now closed again. Hopefully you've all been watching. The cases in Riverside County and much of California is going up very dramatically. On 6/16, the deaths for Riverside County was at 395 by 7/1. So in 2 weeks, we're up to 463. That's the number of deaths. So number of cases is climbing. It's confirmed cases on 6/16 was 11,694, and on 7/1, 18,000. So that's how fast it's growing at the moment, which means as much as possible, wear a mask, stay away from other people, social distance. Mask is big and huge. So please, please be careful. We do watch other places to let you know. Sun City, Palm Desert, on 6/15, had 10 cases. On 7/1, they are now up to 18 cases and one death, according to the stats. So somebody has died at Sun City, Palm Desert. To let you know possibly differences in opening strategies, Sun City, Palm Desert had opened their restaurant at the beginning of June. 2 weeks later, it was closed because of COVID exposure by staff, which then closed it back down. They opened the gym without masks on 6/17. So in 2 weeks, all that has come to fruition for Sun City, Palm Desert. So I think what we do is we take all that information and the board looks at it and said, very simply, we are not going to open the gyms. So the gyms, on a vote by the board, it was unanimous that the gyms will remain closed until further notice. The fact that it's indoors in a close proximity and given all that's going on, it just didn't seem responsible and or safe. So unfortunately, I know it's not perfect for everybody. The gyms are going to remain closed and we'll have to wait. Everything else is pretty much done outdoors or they're far apart. And that can maybe help make the difference. But even if you're outside walking around in a parking lot, wear a mask. This isn't time to deal with, you know, the inconvenience. The point is to put on masks. So for now, shadows will not open, gyms will not open, and then we wait it out. The state's talking about 2 to 3 weeks, so we probably have 2 to 3 weeks to go. But if everybody's careful, we'll get through it. Fortunately, so far, things are going pretty well for us, and it'd be nice to keep it that way. You're going to have a 4th of July weekend coming up, so be careful. You know, still the state order's in effect. No guests, no gatherings. Residents, you're responsible to maintain that. The HOA is not looking for violations of the state order on private property. We will enforce the state order on common property, including streets. So if you're walking with your family and kids out on those streets, you will be cited. They're not supposed to be here. No fireworks. It's in our CC&Rs. Fireworks are not allowed. Anybody sets off fireworks, that is a violation. Very clear and simple in the things. I hope everybody has a great time and enjoy yourselves over 4th of July, but this is not a time to relax. This is not a time to all of a sudden, let's get together to have a party. Things are going crazy, and the only way to stop it is to be very, very careful. I wish you a safe and healthy weekend. We'll talk to you next week. Take care. Bye-bye.